Right, that's the Gemara's problem. Right, that's the Gemara's problem in Bamem Avlik, and the Gemara asks, V'heichon Sivanu, we only have a pasuk. That's how the Sfasemis explains on the Gemara Bamem Adlikin, and that's how the Ramban explains on Chumash. The Chachamim are only authorized from this pasuk, Mishmartim as Mishmarti, to introduce Siyogim and Hachokas. But how do we know they have a right to make a takkone, a new, brand new mitzvah? Like Kriyas HaMegillah, or like Hadlokos Neres Chanukah, V'heichon Sivanu. And you can't quote this pasuk, that's not a Siyog. So to that, the Gemara quotes a completely different pasuk. The Gemara has a much like it's either like Sosur, or Shal Avicha V'yagetcho. It's an additional source. It's not enough from this pasuk. There was one professor who claimed that the Nes Chanukah never happened, and the Gemara's record of Chanukah is historically incorrect. Yeah, so, but he's a very from professor, yeah. So he still benches Neres Chanukah. So that's the hard joke. That's like Gratz. Gratz didn't believe that the Nes Purim occurred, and yet he was very religious. He was religious. He was very observant. So he came to shul and he listened to every word of the Kriyas HaMegillah. So somebody asked him, why are you listening to the Kriyas HaMegillah? If you write in your history book that the whole thing never happened, it doesn't matter. You have to listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a hard joke. If the Chachamim make a takkanah that's based on a historical error, that's also Herman Wolf. Correct, not the first, a whole like Herman Wolf, that authority is binding even when it's an error. But if the Pope says, so that's the law. The Pope is infallible. We don't believe that the Pope is infallible. The Rabbeinu Shlom is infallible, and the Pope is fallible, and the Bez Nagol also can make mistakes. If Bez Nagol makes a mistake, the Psak is not binding. If it's wrong, that's not a Torah min Hashemayim. We believe that Torah is min Hashemayim. When the Chachamim make a Takkanah de Rabbanan based on a historical fact, if the historical fact never occurred, so the Takkanah is Yisoda B'Tos. Sharosha b'toy, so you don't observe Chanukah and you don't observe Purim. If it never happens, so you don't observe the holiday. It's a suffix, you observe it. Unless you're fully, if you're historically convinced 100% that the thing never happened, then you're convinced that they made a mistake, so you're not allowed to follow that thing. A Zokan Mamri is one who paskins la rabbin against the Bezin. So let's say someone is fully convinced that Bezin is wrong, he's not allowed to follow the Bezin, and he's also not allowed to paskin in public against the Bezin, but he personally is not allowed to follow the Bezin either. He has to follow his conviction. Whatever he knows is correct. Yeah. The Mishnah says Rav Lezer and Chachamim. Oh, by the Baskel, yeah. The Gemara Tosfos says the Tanoim assumed that the Baskel just came out of the Chvodo Shel Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer said, am I right? They said, yeah, the man is right. Rav Lezer is right. So Tosfos says that the Baskel was lying. That was the Chvodo Shel Rav Lezer. If they really assumed that the Baskel, because he asked for the Baskel. Baskel didn't volunteer on himself. Yeah, he said, let the Amas HaMayim prove it. So Mishum Kvodah the Rav Lezer, so the Amas HaMayim. Yeah, that's what Tosfos explains on that Gemara. And then the Rishon of the Shidin Gvetzis quotes the famous comment, Rabbi Chana quotes this, the Shidin Gvetzis quotes the famous comment from the Rabbi Nisim Goen. So why did the Rabbanu Shalom make all these Nisim in the floor? So the coastal Beis HaMedesh were leaning down, and the Charuv, the tree fell down, and the Amas HaMayim, the river started to go backwards. Why did they make all these Nisim? So the Rabbeinu Nisim Goen is quoted by the Shidin Kubetzis in the end of Perek Hazov on Bob Metzia, not Gemara, saying, Kiminas HaShem Elokim Eschem, Adas HaYishchem Ahavim Mas HaShem Elokeichem in Loi. The Pasuk says, when a Novi HaShekha comes and he gives you Osis and Mopsim, it tells you to worship Abba Dezore. When a Novi comes and he shows Osis and Mopsim, so that establishes him as a Novi. And once he's established as a Novi, you have to listen blindly to everything that he tells you. So what if the Novi shows Osis and Mopsim, he makes the tree go upside down, he makes the river go backwards, makes the base medish so he proves he establishes himself as a Navi. And then he tells you, now that you know I'm a Navi, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. So the din is you have to listen. But if he tells you to worship HaFad HaZorah, then the Torah tells you, you know for sure that he's telling a lie. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never give a nevuah that a guy should worship HaFad HaZorah, even though he was sure. So the question is, the Chumash says, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the ability to make the osis of sin? So the Pasuk answers, Kimnas HaShem Elokim Eschem Adas HaYishchem HaHavim HaShem HaKeich Memlech. It's an historian men HaShemayim. The Rebbe Shalom gives us an historian. So that's what the Rabbi Nissen Goen says on that Gemara. That why did the Rebbe Shalom cause the Amos HaMayim to go backwards and the tree to be uprooted in the coastal of Beis HaMedesh to lean if Rav Lezer is not right? If they didn't mean to say Rav Lezer is right? He says it was a nisayim in Hashemah. The Rabban Shalom wanted to see if B'nai Yisrael, the Rabban Shalom let the Rabban Lezer have his way and change Teva, Mamish, to make an ass, to test B'nai Yisrael to see if they fall in and listen to Rabban Lezer against Allah. The Allah is Yachid V'Rabban, Allah Kirabban. And they didn't listen. They didn't follow him. And they said, wrong. And they withstood the nisayim. They said, we're not going to listen. We're not going to listen to the Baskol either. Lo Yibashamayim he. The Baskol is just L'chvodesh Rabban Lezer. The whole thing was just L'chvodesh Rabban Lezer. That's another garter. Oh yeah. No, that's what the Gemara brings out on the first daf on Rabbi Lezer Menuda. The Gemara brings out that the Mora D'Asra has to be followed. The Talmid of Shammai followed the Shammai, and even years after Shammai died, that was considered the Mora D'Asra. Shammai, Rabbi Lezer ben Mekomash, Rabbi Yosef Lili, he was the Mora D'Asra. The Talmidim have to follow their Rebbe. Every person has to follow his Rebbe. So if you have a whole community and there's one person is there, Mora D'Asra, even if he died many years ago, so they follow his Pesach, Mein L'Hachma, Mein L'Hachma. But as far as everybody else, it was neither a Talmud of this one nor a Talmud of that one, the Talmidim of everybody, so then you say, Yochid V'Rabim, Allah Kirab. But the Yochid doesn't have to be Nichna T'Rabim. The Yochid can hold his Shita. Also, the Shami Kidivarim, Rabbi Lezer has a right to hold his Shita. Talmid Rabbi Lezer have a right to hold like Rabbi Lezer. Except everybody else, who are not Talmid Rabbi Lezer, so then as far as they're concerned, you say, Yochid V'Rabim, Allah Kirab. When Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to carry on Yom Kippur, you mean? Yeah. That the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that that's a special din by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk in Parshas Emor that it says, "Elam Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam Chasavah Atem Atikru Yosam Al Atem Atem Afilu Shogim Atem Afilu Mutim." Even if the Bez makes an error in the Torah when they make the declaration of Kiddush HaChodesh in Yibar Hashanah, so it says, "Ashetikru Osam." Whatever the Bez in pasuk that goes. It's a special din only by Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar Hashem. That's a Shverer Ramban. The Ramban HaChumash and Yom and Esmol, you have to listen to the Bezin even when they pass on Yom and Esmol, Shtel Tzu, that Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. So the Achreni Meskan and Ramban, there's no Tzushtel, that's a special din only by Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar Hashanah. There's lined up in the Pasuk of Atem, Atem Afilu Mutim. But it doesn't apply to all the mitzvahs of Torah Parket. When we know for sure that the Bezin is in error, you're not permitted to follow the Pesach of the Bezin. The Ramban himself says so in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Everybody has to say so. It's a Mishnah and Horiyas. That's a different thing. He said he was angry that he shouldn't have paskin lacherim like his sheet. He should have followed his sheet. And the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. He should have the right to paskin his sheet. Was there a reign of terror there? No one's allowed to paskin against Rabbi Gamliel, so they fired him. They made him a Rosh Hashiva then. No. Halacha Rabbi Shu was right. He had a right to paskin his shita. If you ask someone, hey, if you ask me my opinion, I tell you my shita what I hold. The Minchas Yitzchok says faket. I'm not equipped to follow the Minchas Yitzchok. Someone else says faket, so you're not allowed. If Moshe Rabbeinu says faket, so you can't. If the Gemara says faket, you can't paskin. So the Minchas Yitzchok says faket, so you're not allowed. No one's allowed to sneeze against Minchas Yitzchok. Rabbi Shu is allowed to paskin, but he feels is right. Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel was wrong that he insisted everybody has to follow his pesach. The Gemara holds him there. Wouldn't seem like it. The Gemara holds that he was wrong. That maybe that was his opinion. The Gemara holds there's nothing wrong with Eilam Yeled Yivad Kimafayim. That they do their sheet and they do their sheet. As long as not done in a Neifin of Elois, he's going to do it. As long as there's no spirit, because they had complete communities where they followed their Mordas and they followed their Mordas. Within the same community, their Beis Medrash followed one opinion, their Beis Medrash followed another opinion. If you have one Beis Medrash, then it's Alois is going to do. Then you have a problem. Yeah, but if it's separate groups, so then there's no problem.
What do you mean if they do something that's wrong? Let's say
you go pick a different shoe. Pick a different tzivah, move. I mean, they eat treifas, the Mahal Shabbos, they don't observe Paras and Mishpah, they kill, they rob. Cheat on income tax.
Yeah, well, so let's say like they don't have this money.
Well, Bad Yosef just printed a tshuva now about cheating on income tax. It's the last tapardis. I don't know what he says yet, but it was a muta. I just saw it yesterday in Avachal Amso. I have to read what he says.
What happens if
you
don't
belong after
his mind, and there's no
shikur
that says you can do it?
So you don't
daven
with him, you
daven michis?
I'm sorry?
Well, let's say, for example, some shikur else is happening, and you say, would that be to get a lot of discouragement?
That's a shayla. The Dvar Yehoshua says that you shouldn't say tach. So they defend Dain Amber, all of Hashem. He was a Dain in Tel Aviv, a big time. So he was Achsidish Ados, he was a little Nagevah Ados. So he said, let's say, you daven in Achsidish and Minyan, and you don't say tachnim to Minchin. So it depends when you don't say tachnim. They don't say tachnim to Shacharis. And then you shouldn't follow him, it's not right. But they don't say tachnim to Minchin, because he daven late. So then he says, that's not a bad minhag. Why? Because after all, tachnim is anyway reshus. He says, the tour says, the tachnim is not a chayiv, it's only optional. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So it's only a minhag that we say. So the reason why they don't say tachnim to mincha is because they daven mincha so late. So sometimes, once in a while, they finish davening mincha, you have to say zekachav. My, what's the terrace on that? We don't know. They daven mincha so late, so you have to say zekachav. And after it says zekachav, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to say tachnim because balayo there's a tikboris of dinim and tachnim has to do with dim. But it's the same reason you don't say tachnim in base of oval because it's midas adin misuch hashama. So even if they happen to finish mincha before it says zekachav, it's still Ben Hashmosh, sorry, if an extra person got Mincha before Shkiel, let's say. So it's not, so it's, and even Ben Hashmosh, he may say Tachnun, but he says if they have a Minig, I'm afraid not to say Tachnun because sometimes it'll be after it says, so he considers that a valid Minig. He says you shouldn't say Tachnun, you should go along with it. The Shachar said, then there's no reason, what valid reason do they have?
A Yotzai.
You do if it's a significant Yotzai.
They don't say Tachnun, you have a
it's not in the Siddur. Really? And it doesn't say in small letters to look at Tachnun by Shacharis? I don't know.
I don't know.
The stomach's wrong. And the Rambam, you had Minhagim, in Rishonim, the days of Rishonim, you had Minhagim to say Tachnun by Lail also. They said Tachnun and Tamayu. Just the Gemara just says Minhazov, and not Gemara. But Rabbeleze, you don't say Tachnun on Rish Chodesh. Okay, not Gemara, we say you don't say Tachnun Shabbos and Yom. But Balayla doesn't say in the Gemara, so that's what the Rambam quotes Minhagim that they said Tachnun Banar. We have the Minig not, because Midas Adin. So it depends whether they're doing a Minig that's completely dead wrong, or the Minig has some leg to stand on. Then they're doing wrong, so what kind of loss is good enough? Okay. You have to show them the right way to do.
The Gemara is showing them don't pass with the meal, but those Gemara who say that each Rebbe is allowed to go like his opinion in their neighborhood
and probably the law. That's a sugi in the first parak in Yivam. It's also the Gemara has a shaila. Also beishami kidivrei maloy. Also beishami kidivrei. Is the miut, is the minority opinion permitted to follow their view, or do they have to surrender to the majority and they also have to follow the rov deus? So the Gemara comes to the clear cut conclusion that also beishami kidivrei, that the minority view may follow their opinion. The Gemara says even deris habayim. The Kamosher Rablezer. The Gemara says how you korus reitz in mishabes and Kamosher Rabbias Agliva they have tsarat becholov. The minority view may follow their opinion. Even though they both disagree, that's halach. Rav Chanan has there in his kuntres, the very certainly has a very interesting discussion on a concept of hakasa masara lahachamim. The Gemara has the term. The Gemara has this expression found in the end of Maseches Chagiga regarding melachas chalamoid. Mishnah is saying I like do melachas chalamoid. So the question is that an isa deraisa or is an isa derabbana? So the Gemara derives it from a pasuk. It sounds as if many Rishonim say it's an isa deraisa. And others say it's an issa derabbanan. Machlokes the mechaber and Rambam. Mechaber holds the Rabbanan and the Rambam paskins that it's their rice. Tosfos has two opinions. Big shaila in the Rishon. So the Gemara is bothered with the question: how can melachas chalamoid be an issa deraisa? How come the Chachamim have so many heterim? Dover ha'oved and ma'aseh hedyot and tzorchei rabim and tzorchei hamoid and different things. Where do they get these heterim from? If you're really darshaning a pasuk that it's a melacha, it's an issa deraisa. So where do you see from the pasuk that you have heterim? So the Gemara says, "Lo masar nakos of elo achachamim." Since the pasuk is unclear exactly which malachas are forbidden, which should not be forbidden, so it's up to the chachamim to be kaveya what the din is. So some rishonim say that means "Lo masar nakos of achachamim" means all the din the rabbanon. The rabbanon have a right to make up whatever they want on the level of the rabbanon. And the Rambam quotes those rishonim hold no malachas chalamayit is deraisa, And even though it's deraisa, loy masan akasad Allah chacham. It's a new concept. A din deraisa that's written in the chumash in a very vague nusach, and it's up to the chachamim to determine what's included in that pasuk. So you have one of those cases of a din deraisa that's vague. You have in this week's seder, you have the pasuk of chukasem loy seleichem. Kamasi had some shishaftim loy sasim chukasem loy seleichem. So the Rambam's opinion is that all of those things that are mentioned in Masechah Shabbos and in Tosefta, especially in Masechah Shabbos, lists off all the things that are forbidden, Mishum Darkei Hu Amori. The Rambam's view is that all of these are Rasam and Atayra based on this pasuk of Chukasem Lo Yisalech. All the pasuk hold not their rice. Darkei Amori Ad Rabbanon. Chukasem Lo Yisalech goes on Minhagi Avodah Zarah. Minhagim that are rooted in Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam's opinion is that it's not so. That all of these things, even Minik Shtus, is also a violation of an Isha Derais. So the Kesef Mishnah has a kash on the Rambam Perek Yud and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. How can it be that all the Darkei Amori are on Isha Derais? The Gemara tells us in Perek Merubin, Baba Kama, that Shal Beis Rebbe Hitiru L'Safer Koymi, that the members of Rebbe's family, Rebbe was the president of Medina Sisra, he was the chief rabbi and the president. So he had to deal a lot, and the members of his family had to deal a lot with the Roman government. So they had to go travel to Taman, had to travel a lot of times to Rome. They had to associate with the Roman representatives and so on. So the Gemara says, "Shall base Rebbe hitiru l'sapa koymi," that those who had to deal with the goyim had a haircut from the Tanoim, that they were allowed to take a haircut the way the Romans had their kooky haircut. So hamasapa koymi, you want to take such a haircut? The Gemara says, "Zayver mishum darki amori," violates the Caesar. And the Rambam writes that that's an Isa Deraisa. The fact that Kesem Mishnah will be an Isa Derabbanon. No. So you can say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. There are matir for the politicians that they're. And Isa Derabbanon, not so. No, you don't need the Pikoch Nefesh to be matir. But it's an Isa Deraisa like the Rambam holds. So how are they matir L'Sapir Koimi and Isa Deraisa? What's the head? So the Kesem Mishnah has two terutz. One terutz he says is that Tzorchei HaMedina is Pikoch Nefesh. That's what they hold in Medina's Islam. That the airplanes run and the steel factories go, and the army goes, everything goes. Tzorech HaMedina is Pekuach Nefesh. Sofik Pekuach Nefesh. That's one day in the Kesef Mishnah. If it's really a Tzorech, and it's really a Sofik, Sakonis Nefoshes, that if I won't take a haircut like them, and I won't do this certain Isa Deraisa, then we won't be able to succeed in whatever political maneuvers we need. So that's considered Sofik, Sakonis Nefoshes, because if you don't have a good rapport with the Goyim, with the police department, so someone's going to get killed, a Jew is going to get killed. That's one day in the Kesef Mishnah. Then he gives another day. He doesn't think that you can say that, but L'Sapa Koimi, that to take such a goyish haircut should also be called such a Tzorech HaMedina. Maybe he's traveling on Shabbos sometimes. It's called a Tzorech HaKonos Koshi. You have to have a meeting with a politician on Shabbos sometimes. Let's say in the war years. The biggest Rabbanim on Mechal Shabbos to save lives. Sometimes it is a Tzorech HaKonos Koshi. Sometimes a Vare HaKonos Koshi. But L'Sapa Koimi, Dafka, to take such a haircut to look like them, that it should be, there's a lois nan and best about the goyim. That they should be more buddy-buddy with the Roman government. That should also be called Tzavik Tzavik. He's not so keen about that idea. This is the Yehudah Shleimer, that the Rambam clearly holds that this is an idea of Lai Masalana Kasavala Rahacham. Where does it say in the Chumash that Masapa Kaimi is also says, Chukas HaGoyim is forbidden. Doesn't say clearly what. So it must be such a Pchina Benisar of Lai Masalana Kasavala Rahacham. So since it's up to the Chacham to determine what's included, so they said, that Shal Beis Rebbe is mutter to take, and if everybody else is also to take such a, that's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Rabbi Chanan has a taina, he doesn't understand this Kesef Mishnah. He says, I could understand the Lamasana Kasav Allah Chachamim to determine what is included in Chukasakum, what is not included. But once you've determined already that the Masapir Koimi to take such a haircut, a goyish haircut, let's say like they have the downtown, what do you call them, the Hare Krishna guys, or something like that, a special goyish haircut. Once you've determined that this is labeled as a chukasakum, so then what do you mean, la masana kasvala el chachamim, to exempt certain people from the yisa? What right do they have to exempt some people from the yisa? They already did determine that it's included in the yisa. To decide what is included, what's not included, that I understand la masana kasvala chachamim. Once they said masapikomi is included in the yisa, so how can they say, but not the gabi these people? That doesn't make any sense. They've already, yes, determined that it is us. He says he doesn't understand that other teretz of the Kesef Mishnah. According to the Rambam, he says you have to say the first teretz, that it's considered a suffix hakonas nefosh.
According to just the concept of the Mishnah, the biggest problem to harsh what's the Mishnah.
Atelkath Rava didn't. They're right. You have a vague pasuk. So who are the interpreters? Who are the balabatim to determine what the pasuk is referring to? The chachamim. So even if they don't have any tradition at all, they have to make it up yesh meyayin on the spot. That's the concept that the Gemara says in the Chagigal on the son of Kasvel the chacham. According to those who show them a hold, the melechas chalamoid is their isis. They see the Beferish Gemara has such a concept that didn't their isis, which the chachamim make up yesh meyayin what it is. Not that they have a tradition. They make up on their own what they think the din should be. Oh, that's what Rabbi Chanan also discusses in Divrei Sefer. We have a din, we have a chiluk like this. If the Chachamim one door pass in a din their ice and the Chachamim the next door hold that they're wrong, that's a din in Hilchas Mezuzah. Minchas Yitzchok has a din their ice in Hilchas Mezuzah, and I hold that he's wrong, I hold that the others that he quotes are right. So even if he's greater than me, B'chachma of Minyan, I'm not mechayiv to listen to him. If I think that I'm right, I don't have to listen to him. If I'm entitled to an opinion, if I'm not entitled to an opinion, I better listen, I better ask somebody else. But if someone is entitled to an opinion, he doesn't have to listen to anybody else who's greater B'chachma. Otherwise, let's say, just take the Paisik Ador, like they in Neishon, they refer to him as the Paisik Dereinu. They refer to the Minhas Yitzchok as the Paisik Ador. So no one else is allowed to say anything. Everybody has to follow the Paisik Ador. So Rav Moshe doesn't follow the Minhas Yitzchok. There are lots of people in this world who don't follow the Minhas Yitzchok. So when the question is, how come you have to be greater B'chachma of a minion? Let's assume he's the greatest in the world. So the answer is, for a din deraisa, you don't have to be God of B'chachma of a minion. That's only for a din derabbanon. If you have a takana derabbanon and a later bezin doesn't like it, they want to repeal it, so they have to be greater B'chachma minion to repeal the enactment of the earlier bezin. But if they're not interested in repealing anything, the original bezin pass, can I hold this is a din deraisa? And this later bezin holds that's not the din deraisa. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, quotes the Yerushalmi, places in Rosh Hashanah, quotes in Adav Tes also. Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, that ein loch el ha-shokot shibya mecho, the Pasuk says, avasa, v'kam tevi alisa la-shokot ha-shiyya bayamim ha-hein, ein loch el ha-shokot shibya mecho, yiftach bedoro, kishmol bedoro, that's the Gemara Yivam, yiftach bedoro, kishmol bedoro. So what does that mean? That there's no need for greater the chokhmah v'minyin. Ein loch el ha-shokot shibya mecho, if your Rav passes like that, if the Rav is entitled to the thing, he passes like that, so you have a right to follow that din. We have a chilek between a derais and a derabbanon. And a din derais with the earlier bezin wasn't enacting anything, they didn't make any enactment, they just said that they think that that's a din derais. Then a later bezin can reverse the psak even on their own greater b'chachma of minyan. They hold that that's not correct, so they pass the fakir. If the earlier bezin made a takana derabbanon, and the later bezin doesn't like it and they want to repeal the takana, but they can't deny that the takana was instituted, historically it was made, so the later bezin has to be greater b'chachma of minyan than the earlier bezin to repeal their takana. So Rabbi Chanan raises the question, what's with over here? Here's a case that's in between. What's the halacha over here? When you have a pasuk in the Torah that melechas chalamoid is forbidden, then the Tanoim will come, and the Masana calls it Allah Chachamim, and the Ramah says that that means a din deraisa, like those who showed him that melechas chalamoid is deraisa, 2 days in Taisus, and Avodah Zarah Dachof, and in the first daf in Maikotin, and other places. Machlekes when melechas chalamoid is deraisa, the Ramah. But let's say the first bezin, the Zman HaTanoim, was kaveya, what's also, what's mutter, and so on. So Rabbi Chanan raises a shaila. What will happen if a later bezin in a later generation doesn't like? Let's say a young Navi will come along. Aisha Abeinu will come. Shuvinun. Have a Tchias HaMeisim. All the Rabbanim will be sitting around. And they'll decide they want to change the laws of Hilchas Chalamoid to make it more lenient or more strict. Whatever. They don't like the way the Tanoim set up the Hilchas Chalamoid. So do you say, well, this is a Din Deraisa over here. A Din Deraisa, you don't need God B'chachma V'minyan. So any bezin later on has the right to pass him whatever they want. But he say, no, that's only a din deraisa. We're guessing what is the din deraisa. The Torah says a din, you have to put a mezuzah. The Torah says a din, basta b'chalo. The Torah has a din, hilchas nida. So the Tanaim are all figuring out what is the din of the Torah. So that chacham figured that this is the din, and the later chacham holds it, he's firm that this is the din. So then you don't have to have God of the chacham of minyan. Because the earlier bezin didn't enact anything, they didn't institute anything, they were guessing, they worked better, they think that's the din. Later bezin thinks that's not the din, but over here by Malachas Chalamoid, the earlier bezin wasn't trying to figure out what is the Torah say. The earlier bezin was Koveya, it's like Masana Kasvel Lachachamim. So Lachara there they're making an enactment. So when the earlier bezin made an enactment, and the later bezin knows that they made an enactment, they made a takana, but there this type of a takana became a din deraisa. That's called by Masana Kasvel Lachachamim. So maybe you should have the din like a takana derabbanan, that if a later bezin wants to change Hilchas Malachas Chalamoid, they would have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. Or maybe, Rabbi Chanan suggests the third side, maybe it wouldn't even help. Maybe even if you have a later bezin that's greater b'chachma v'minyan, maybe they'd never be able to repeal this. Because maybe the pshat la mesana kas la chachamim means whenever you have a vague parsha in the Torah leaves it up to the chachamim to determine what the parsha means. And once it's been determined, that's it. So now it comes out that the first bezin to determine it wins. Kalakayim zacha. So whoever determined it, la mesana kas la chachamim harishayim. Whichever bezin will come and determine what's included in the parsha, so that'll be it. And then it's far found, then you can't reverse it. Because it's not the takana de rabbanan that you should have a right to repeal, it's a din de raisa. And it's not that they said pshat like this, and you hold that they learned pshat false. They didn't learn pshat. The original bezin was enacting that they were misakin that this is the pshat. So Rabbi Chanan is misupik. How do you treat such a case? He says one side, he says maybe it's like a din deraisa that you don't even need gadol b'chacham of minyan. Maybe any later bezin has a right to whatever they think is right. Or maybe no, because here it's different. Here it's like mason akas v'al lachachamim. It's a vague pasuk, and the Torah left it up to the chachamim to determine what the pshat is. So this maybe has a status like a takana. They're making a takana maleches chalamayit. What's also what's muta a whole. They're making up a whole new scheme from thin air because the pasuk is vague, and they have the right to do that. So if they're making up something new, maybe you need a later bezin that has to be greater b'chachamim minyan to repeal that enactment that the earlier bezin made. Maybe a third side, maybe they can repeal it din deraisa. You can only repeal takanas derabbanan. But a takana that will turn out to be a din deraisa because la mesana kas v'al chachamim, maybe that can never be repealed. So maybe here even gadol b'chachamim, even when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back, maybe he won't be able to repeal the hilchos chalamayit. Yeah. That's when they were koveyed. When they were being koveyed, the dinam of Kalamoy, some said, let's be koveyed like this, and some said, let's be koveyed like that. Okay. So now that it's been established how it's been nikvam, lechas Kalamoy, so now the question is, can this be ever reversed? So he has three tzadim. How you can reverse? Either very easily, or like takanas de rabbanan, or never. He says the Kesa Mishnah points out that Chukasem Lai Selechu is an example of La Mesona Kas Vela Lachachom. The Chachamim in every generation can say, yeah, what's included in the Chukas Agoyim? Sure. Let's say wearing dungarees, or walking around in sneakers all the time, or long hair, or going on drugs, or these kind of things. Why not? It's probably chukas hagoy.
Why not?
No. The Gemara says that whatever has a good reason for it is not called chukas hagoy.
So?
There's no good reason why they should go around dirty and sloppy and messy.
Are they comfortable?
No, I don't think that. It's not that they're more comfortable. A guy buys a pair of pants from the store and he rips it up right away.
No,
he brings a pair of pants to the table and he says, rip it up and put on patches. It's because it's more comfortable. He wants to identify with another class of the society, with the underworld.
If a guy wears
pants
for 5 years and they're faded, but he's
comfortable in them. Okay, it's a different thing. But a guy goes to buy pants like that. Why does he buy a nice pair of pants and then he'll get faded? He can't afford another pair of pants. That's Lema Sohana Kasva Lachacham. The smart people have to be Kaveh. The Chacham have to be Kaveh. What's included in Kukis HaGon? How can you change a Din Deraisa? You can't repeal a Din Deraisa. If an earlier bezin said the halacha is like this, and later bezin says they're wrong, the halacha is like this, they're wrong. But can we say that they're wrong? We can't say that the earlier bezin is wrong. They were kaveh. This is hilchos chalamayit. We don't like the way they were kaveh. We think we could have done a better job. So he says maybe the halacha, the mesana kas v'halacha chamim, depends on the first one who's being kaveh. Gemara has a lot of dinim. There's so many dinim in two sedras. Just mention one more, we'll close with that. The pasuk says, "Lasamen al damre yechol." So the Gemara has a discussion in Sanhedrin. You have a din in the Torah, hashavas aveda. If somebody lost his property, you have to help him give it back. The Gemara says, "If hashavas mamoinai, hashavas gufa la kolshkein." What if a person is lost? He is lost. He doesn't know his way. or the person is sick, and somebody can treat him and cure him. So the Gemara says that's included in Ashavas Gufa. That's with the Ramban. Ramban was a doctor, so the Ramban writes in Torah Sodom, he quotes that Gemara, he has a whole elaboration on it, that the mitzvah to practice medicine, for those who know, not for the guy who passes with a 65 medical school, he has no mitzvah to practice medicine. For those who know how to cure the sick patient, the guy got 100 and 98, okay. But he talking knows how to cure the sick patient, so he has a mitzvah to practice medicine because of the mitzvah Ashavas Aveda. That's why he says doctors are not allowed to charge money for their practice. Because the Gemara says you're not allowed to charge money for Ashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to charge money. Whenever the Torah requires of you to do a mitzvah to someone else, you're not allowed to charge money. The Ramban explains in his quote in the other day, the doctors are only allowed to charge the same amount as Rabbein. I'm not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. Right. Right. A Rebbe is not allowed to charge for teaching Torah because the Pasuk says a mitzvah, you have to teach Torah for nothing. You have to give back Ashavas Aveda for nothing. You have to treat the sick people as also Ashavas Aveda. So the Gemara says, don't sue this, that Tzchar Batola is mutter. If it's Tzchar Batola, it's mutter. How then is the guy going to make a living? How is he going to live if he doesn't, if no one's going to give me any money? So how can I eat food? The Gemara says, Tzchar Batola the Muchach is mutter. So the Ramban says, it's quoted in Laloch and Yeredev, that a doctor is not allowed to charge either for his services. He's only allowed to charge the same as a malamed. You can charge the same as a rebbe and yeshiva. They both do mitzvahs for which they're not allowed to charge money. So the Gemara says if the sole source of the mitzvah of saving people's lives, the guy's drowning, the guy's being mugged, the person is sick, and you have to, the doctor has to treat him and cure him and take care of him and so on. If the sole source of that mitzvah would have been the pasuk Ashavas Aveda, so then I wouldn't be mechuyif to spend any money to save the other guy's life. Mitzvah sesei, how far do you have to spend money on a mitzvah sesei? On Ashavas Aveda, let's say he lost his Aveda. So am I mechuyif to spend money to save his Aveda? Well, it depends how much the Aveda is. It depends how much it's worth. Let's say am I mechuyif to spend a lot of money? Not Hamavazai Vazis Yais Mechamish. When it comes to Mitzvah Sesei, you're not mechuyif to spend more than 1/5 of your money. On Ashavas Aveda, you're not even mechuyif to spend 1/5. It depends how much the Aveda is going to be. Okay, he's going to lose his life, so Mestama, that's worth 1/5 of my money. But more than 1/5, I wouldn't be mechuyif to spend. So that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. If it were only for that pasuk of Hashiva Solo, Hashavas Gufa, Kavachemech, Hashavas Achmamono, so then you wouldn't be mechuyif to spend Kol Hayin Beis all of your money. But now that I have a pasuk that says Lo Yisamen Al Dam Reyecho, it's a Lo Yisesei, and we have a klal in Yeredeo whenever it comes to a Lo Yisesei, the Ramo has that klal. The Bira Gro quotes the other Achrenim who are not so convinced of that. But there are more paskins, and that's how we usually assume. There are more paskins La Loha. When it comes to any Lo Yisesei, you have to give Kol Hayin Beis, you have to give away your last penny. That's what the Gemara says. When it comes to saving someone's life, you have to give away Kol Hayin Beis. If you can save his life by giving all your money, that's a din of Laisaman al Damar Yecho. And the Sifrei, and this pasuk is quoted by the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Laisaman al Damar Yecho, Dam Domim Mistarti Mashma. Domim means his life, his blood, and Domim means his mammon. Domim. Techaivli Domim means you owe me money. So the Sifrei comments on the pasuk. Hasaman Adam Reyecha has a double shot, like the Gemara says, Hashivos Salah Hashavas Mamono Kolachayim Hashavas Gufo. So the Sifrei says here, this also applies both to Gufo and to Mamono. Hasaman Adam Reyecha is a lot, you're not allowed to stand by while the other one is in danger, you have to help him save his life. And Hasaman Adam Reyecha means you're not allowed to stand by when the other one's property is being destroyed. The Rambam quotes the Sifrei's Moshel that there's a river that's going to flood someone else's field and destroy it, or his house is going to float away down the river. So if you have the ability to prevent the hefset from occurring, there's a din of lasam and adam riyachah. The pashtus is that this is the mocker of the Yisa Hezik. The stipler talks in the first piece on Bava Kamma. There's a whole discussion. Where do you know from the Gemara that there, where do you know from the Tanakh, where do you know from the Chumash that there's an Yisa Lahazik? Is there any aver in breaking somebody else's window? The Torah just says, if I break your window, I have to pay. But there's nothing wrong breaking your window and paying. Break your window, I'll ask to pay. There's no aver. Not found in the Chumash. So he quotes Rav Chaim. Everybody quotes Rav Chaim. Chaim said, Lo Yishmerenu. An original mocker. Well, Lo Yishmerenu, that's not what it means, Lo Yishmerenu. Chaim said, Lo Yishmerenu is Allah. Lo Yishmerenu. Allah, Lo Yishmerenu. That's not what the Pasuk said. So he quotes out, that's all Rav Chaim, doesn't make any sense here. So he quotes other Makaras. So he quotes a lot. Baltashkas is even on your own. Yeah, Baltashkas is even on your own. It would be a different kind, right? It would be a different kind of Nisa then. If it's only Baltashkas, means it's the same Aver, whether I smash my window or your window. But is there a particular reason for smashing someone else's window? By virtue of the fact that he's destroying his property, is that an added Aver, or is it just plain Baltashkas? Plain old Baltashkas. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik tiny that he doesn't understand what the whole tuple is, but we have to call Rav Chaim or Lo Yishmerena to make up a new law. Here the Sifrei, the Rambam quotes the Sifrei, Lo Saman Al Dam Riecho. La Sigma means Goynev. No, La Sigma means if I steal. How do you know there's an Issa Lahazik?
Once you break the window, I mean,
I'll pay. No, I break the window, I'll ask to pay. So I won't be gunning, I won't be gambling him. I'll pay whatever is due him. Right, that's because he stole. So he violated Lo Sigma, or Lo Sigzo. It's a different Issa. No, the Issa Lahazik is a different Issa. He's not doing great things, I take for myself. I'll ask to keep. Okay, I get if I'm not Lahazik, I get if I'm not Lahapsid, let's say. You have a ranch of animals, and I break the door down. I'll die. The animals should run away, and I'm not going to keep them. So, places in Hakonis. We have a commentary. Hakonis quotes the Yerushalmi that a goynev amenos lehapsid amenos laabed is not called a ganav. A ganav is not a goynev amenos to keep it for himself, or like Robin Hood, he steals in order to give it to someone else. But if it's goynev not amenos to take for himself, if anybody else, just that he shouldn't have it. If he robs in him, that's not ganav. That's mazik. So where's Taka the Isa mazik? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Pashtus is that it's certainly included in the Sisa of Lasaman Adamaya. Okay, next week we have to continue. What is this Mishnah Berurah? Bechina is going to cover till where? For Reish Aleph or Reish Tezvav? This note says Reish Tezvav. So they say the Bechina is postponed till Wednesday. In order to finish the extra 14 seasons. In this week's Sedri, we have the, among various dinim, we have the din of Teyo. We have the din of several of the Matnas Anim, like a tree called Teyo. And Has Chinuch has an interesting comment. He points out that even according to the Rambam, that true Muslim Isis, Bizman is there, are only Midir Rabbanon, but like a Shikro Teyo, certainly Midir Isis. We pass in the Kedusha Shniyo, was Kitchel or Shaita, the Kitchel or Silova, that's a Rov HaRishon in Paschim. If not, they just quote the opinion of the Sefer HaTruma, the Rabbein Boruch, the Bar Sefer HaTruma, that even Kedusha Shniyo, there's only Kitchel or Shaita, Veloi Kitchel or Silova, that in the year 70, the Kedusha Soros was Batla. Kedusha Kambay is Kedusha Soros. The Rov HaRishon disagree and hold that Kedusha Shniyo was Kitchel or Silova, is there? It's so has Kedusha Deraisa. Why does the Rambam say that Truma Samais is Buzman Azeh is only the Rabbonon? The Rambam at the very end of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Truma. The Gemara says a lot of times, Harchav Truma Bizman Azeh the Rabbonon. So the Rambam writes, Hachuma Bizman Azeh the Rabbonon, and he says Bizman Azeh does mean after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis. No, if we pass from Kitchel or Silova. So the Rambam writes, Bizman Azeh means Afilu Bizman Ezra was only the Rabbonon. Why? So the simple gears in the Rambam is that he's saying that Truma, that Hafroshas Trumas and Maisis depend on which year of Shemitah it is. If it's the first or the second year of Shemitah, you have a 7-year cycle. So the first and the second year, you mafresh Truma, Gedola, Maisa Rishon, and Maisa Sheni. The third year, you mafresh Maisa Rani. The fourth and the fifth years, you mafresh Truma, Gedola, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The sixth year, you mafresh Maisa Rani. In the seventh year, you're not mafresh anything. And then you start all over again, the first 2 years and so on. And the 7-year cycle is broken down to 3 units. 3 years and 3 years and 1 year. When the 3 years are up, then you have up until Pesach for the Shas HaBiyur to get rid of all of the Matonas, Matos Kune, Matos Sheni, and so on that you happen to have. And when the second unit of 3 years is up, you have until the Pesach of the Shemitah year to get rid of all of the Matonas. So you see that the Aloch is the way the Torah sets up the system. The Hafrashas of Trumas and Maisris depend on which year of Shemitah it is. So what's the story of Shemitah Bizman Azeh? So the Gemara says in the first daf in Ma'ikot that there's a Machloikis Rebbe in the Rabbanon. The Gemara has the Hashalech also. But the Shemitah depends on Yovel on that, because the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Zahar says, Svat Melachem, the Bez Nagodl has a mitzvah to count, Sheva Shaps Hashonim, Sheva Hashonim, Sheva Ponim. The Bez Nagodl should count after the first 14 years, Shekib Sheva Shechilku, the year number 15 was year number 1. We're not near year number 15. So that was the year number 1 that Bez Nagodl counted. That's Shana number 1. Then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they made a Shemitah year. Then another 7 years, they made another Shemitah year. Then on the 50th year, starting from year number 1 being year 15, in other words, it was the 64th year, so that was the first Yovel in history. Then 50 years later was another Yovel. So the Gemara presents a Machlokes Rebbe in the Rabban, found in the Torah's Kanim, also on that parasha, whether Shemitah only exists if it leads up to Yovel, or Shemitah can even exist independently from Yovel. What about Bizman Shein Yovel Nohei? Can you have a Shemitah or not? So Rebbe says no. That the Pasuk implies, the simple reading of the Pasuk implies that you only have Shemitah if it's going to lead up to a Yovel. If the Shemitahs are not going to lead you anywhere, so then you don't have any Shemitah. So Bizman Azeh, we have every 7th year we have a Shemitah, even though we don't have any Yovel. So according to Rebbe, that's only Midir Rabbanon, and that's not Midir Reis. So the Rambam passes like Rebbe, because the Gemara says in Gittin Terek HaShaleach, and the first daf in Ma'id Katan, the Gemara says the first Mishnah in Ma'id Katan is a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe, that the whole din of Shemitah Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanim. It's not because Loi Kitchel Asi Lovin. No, the Kedusha Saritz is the Raisa, but Shemitah depends on Yovel, and you can't have Yovel Bizman Azeh. Why can't you have Yovel Bizman Azeh if there's a Kedusha Saritz the Raisa? So the Gemara says that in order to have Yovel the Raisa, you have to have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. That's another hitch. That's the Gemara in the end of Erechim. As the Pasuk says, we mentioned, the Pasuk says on the Liberty Bell, Kros and draw Boris L'chol Yoshveh, the Pasuk in Bahar, says you should proclaim liberty to the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. So it says L'chol Yoshveh, to all the inhabitants. So the Gemara says, Bizman should call Yoshveh Aleh, when all the Israelis are living in Israel. Who are the Israelis? Klal Yisrael are all considered Alpidin Israelis. Everybody is considered, all the Jewish people, wherever they live in the world, Alpidin are considered as if they're Israeli citizens. That's the halacha. The Gemara says, "Aniya Yircha Kodmim LaAniya Yira Acheres." The din in Yerideya. So it says that Aniya Eretz Yisrael have the din like Aniya Yircha, because we're all considered like we belong to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a din of Kol Yoshveh HaOleh. If you have all the Israelis are living in Eretz Yisrael, what does that mean? All the Jews in the world, or the majority of the Jews, you have to have Kol Yoshveh HaOleh. So Bizman Ezra, hardly a small percentage, less than 50% of the Jews, went on Aliyah. So that's why Rashi and the Rambam learned the simple pshat in the Gemara. that there was no yovel deraisa bizman by Hashem. There was yovel only mid the rabbanon. They had yovel, but they didn't have yovel mid deraisa. And as Banazah, we don't even have yovel mid the rabbanon. So the Rambam's opinion is that since bizmanazah, what changed? Why bizman by Hashem did they have yovel mid the rabbanon? Bizmanazah, we don't have yovel at all. So that's what the Rambam doesn't understand. Rambam asks how come. So Rab Chaim gives a whole explanation on that. Rambam asks on the Gonim, why shouldn't you have any yovel at all, bizmanazah? I mean, so you should have yovel bizmanazah. She counted as a separate year. Rab Chaim explains why not. We discussed it. No, the Rambam says you shouldn't pass him. Shouldn't pass him like me. You should pass him like the Gonim. And the Rabbi says, no, you should pass him like the Rambam. Achlek is the Rambam and the Rabbi, but you should pass him like the Rambam. And the Rambam says, don't pass him like me. And the Rabbi says, yeah, pass him like the Rambam. The Rav said that he thinks, to his recollection, that's the only place where the Rambam says not to pass him like the Rambam. The Rabbi says, yes, to pass him. The Rabbi is not, you should pass him like the Rambam. Rav Chaim explains why, that in order to have Yevil, you have to have a Bezin counting. It's Spartan. So Bizman by Shein, there was a Bezin. After the Churban Abayis, the Bezin didn't count anymore. They stopped counting. So that's why you can't even have any Yevil Bizman at all. That's why some we mentioned. So that's why some we showed him how that you don't have Shemitah Bizman either. For a different reason. Why? Because in order to have Shemitah, you also have to have a Bezin counting. Because the Pasuk says, Kikora Shemitah Lashem. The Pasuk in Re'ei says, Shamot Kabal Mashe Yodo. Whoever owes money to somebody else, so the Malba has no right to ask for the money. Kikora Shmita Lashem. So what does it mean? Kikora Shmita Lashem. So the Targum Yonasim and Ezeel translates that the Bezdin declared it as Shmita. So you see from the Targum that he also holds like that opinion, like the Balamor, like the Raiva, the whole group of Rishonim like that, that you need a Bezdin to count the years in order to be Kaveya Shmita. And that far we don't go. We hold Aloha that you only need a Bezdin to declare Yoivum. And Shmita happens by itself without any Bezdin coming. But I call upon him. The Rambam passed is number one like Rebbe, that is man, that there's no Yevil derais, there's not going to be any Shemitah derais. Then the Rambam goes further when he says that whenever there's no Shemitah derais, then you can't have any Trumas and Mises derais, because the Hafrashas of Trumas and Mises all depend on which year on the Shnasa Shemitah you're holding by. The first 2 years is Maiser Sheni, the third year is Maiser Rani, fourth and fifth year is Maiser Sheni, the sixth year is Maiser Rani, then you have the Shnas Habir, everything goes according to which year of Shemitah. So if you don't have any concept of Shemitah derais, is man azeh, because you don't have any Yovel, it's never going to lead up to Yovel, so you don't have any Shemitah when it doesn't lead up to Yovel. That's Rebbe's din. So then the Rambam says, you don't have any Trumas and Mises either, because everything is interrelated. So that's why the Rambam says that a Trumas and Mises Bizman Azah, Afilu Bimei Ezra, Afilu Bizman Ba'isheni, was only the Rabbanon. There was no Trumas and Mises Bizman Azah. So then Haschina points out, but that doesn't mean that all the mitzvahs Hatluyas Boris are running with the Rabbanon. The Rambam only says, Yovel doesn't exist Bizman Azah, because you don't have Kol Yoshva Aleh, that's a Gemara in Erechim. And Shemitah doesn't exist with the Raisa Bizman Azeh, because the Gemara says the Halacha is like Rebbe, the Bizman Shein Yovel and Shemitah. And then the Rambam adds on that Trumas and Mises don't exist Bizman Azeh, because Trumas and Mises depend on Shemitah, depends on which year of Shemitah. But these Dinam of Leket, Shikro, Peya, and all the other Peret and Olos, all the other Matan Saniyim, that doesn't depend on which year of Shnasa Shemitah you're holding by. So that means Haskinah claims, according to the Rambam, that would be with the Raisa Bizman Azeh. What do they do in Eretz Yisrael today? They're very worried about the Trumas and Mises, but they're not so worried about the Leket Shikro Peya. No? It's punkt verkehrt. And then Hasinah says everything is an upside down world. Elam Hafuku. He says that the Leket Shikro Peya, the Matan Sani, and that stuff, that's really Mideraisa Bizman Azeh. Bein Nadasa Ramam, Bein Mashar Rishon. And the Trumas and Mises, that the Ramam holds is only Miderabbanam Bizman Azeh. That's the Shaila how we paskin in Yeruday. We paskin. The Ramam has another thing that we don't accept. The Ramam Shita is that Trumas and Mises are their rice, and not only Dogon Tirishu Yitzar, even all Teres Elon and Kitnias. The Gemara just says that Maisa Yerek is the Rabban, but the Rambam Shita is that Kitnias and Teres Elon are the Raisi. Just vegetables are the Rabban. And the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim disagree. Rashi, Tosis, and everybody else, the Raivit is Masig on that Rambam and Hilchas Maisis. The overwhelming majority hold against the Rambam that only Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar are the Raisi. So that Rambam we don't accept. But the other Rambam, this one is a shayla. What the Rambam claims that Bizman Azeh, not only after the year 70, even before the year, because the year 70 didn't change anything. Because we paskin against the Sefer HaTshuva, we paskin that Kitchelosi Rava. But the Rambam's opinion that Bizman Azeh, Afilu Bizman Ba'isheni, all Trumas Maises are only with the Rabbanon. So in Yeridei, that's a shayla how we paskin. So in Yeridei, they seem to accept the Rambam's opinion. Even the Ramon, not the Machabel, is no surprise that he accepts the Rambam's view. But even the Ramon, Shimon, Shin Lamin Aleph, there's one long Shimon in Yeridei that quotes all the dinam of Mitzvah Satluyas Boris. In the beginning of Shin Laman Aleph, the Ramah seems also to be nicer like that Ramah. The Trumas and Mises Bizman Azeh are rolling with the Rabbanon. But Min Haskinah says, but the Leket Shikra Peya, that's a real din derais. I'm not sure exactly what the heter is. I don't know. Why wouldn't anybody collect? But no, on the even heter.
No one grinds on grain.
They'll do it if they'll give them. So they'll grind their own.
Is there a fee to collect it and then give it to them, or just to leave it in the
to leave it. To leave it in the sub.
But if nobody will come,
the Gemara says if nobody comes, then you take it. The Gemara has the end of Kulam. If nobody comes, then you take it.
And
why won't they come? You put up signs that you're leaving like a Shikotei and they'll come. Okay, Shikra. Okay. Maybe there's no Shikra. The machine doesn't forget. Pay Minatera is Bekoshu. Pay Minatera is Bekoshu. But with the Rabbanon, it's more. With the Rabbanon, you have more. So the Pasuk says regarding Peya, so the Chido, I don't know what they work there. They're still entitled to take the payer. You still have to leave the payer. I don't know.
Even if they need to take it, you have to leave it.
No. If you know about it, they're not going to take it anymore since the end of Kulin. You don't leave it Lata Leifin. You don't leave it that the bird should eat it.
So, the mice, how many will there kill anyway?
Why not? If you put a sign in the newspaper, they'll all come. You announce in shul that you left some payer. Some will get enough on the
internet.
To announce, Avadi Mechuyiv. The Gemara says you have to leave the payer in the end of the field, in order that everybody should know that you left the payer, the Aniyim know, and the neighbors know. Of course you have to announce. How then do you visualize payer Bisman HaTayra, Bisman Yeshua Benu? The Gemara says, Mishnah say, Anani is a person that doesn't have Masayim Zuz in the bank. Masayim Zuz means the amount of money that they needed to live on the Rishonim, say, based on Rishonim, the amount of money that was needed to live on for 1 year. So if he has Masayim Zuz in the bank, or if he doesn't have Masayim Zuz but he has a steady job and he makes enough to break even, then he's not called Anani. But if he doesn't have that, I'm sure there are many people who don't have that.
They have a wealth business that doesn't cover just basic living.
Okay, if the
no,
wealthy.
Okay.
Okay. No, no. If the guy's on welfare and the checks come in, the checks are secure that they're going to come in, then he's not a nani, then he's not allowed to take. Okay. 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 If they're nani, then you don't have the mitzvah. What? Truma is Tali and Shemitah, every year you have to be mafresh, but they're not allowed to be mafresh from the pears that grew on 1 year and the pears that grew another year. And the years are determined by which years of Shemitah it is. Lechatchili, not allowed to be mafresh. It says, Aser Tasus called for Asacha Yot Asad Shona Shona. So the Gemara says in Chor, Shona Shona, not Shona Zul Al Chavata. You have to be mafresh each year on its own. If you ever, if you're mafresh, Mishona Zul Al Chavata, the Raman says it is called. But Lechatchili, not allowed to be.
Do you feel like it's just on the grain?
Gemara says, didn't we have it? We had it mafresh in the sugya of Bipa Labitva. So the Gemara says, if you didn't mafresh pay him in the Chuber, then you mafresh pay him in Hoymarim, from the bundle of Zifta, they're cut off. If you want mafresh in Hoymarim, then you mafresh later. And then there's a machlekes, what about, are you mafresh after Tochno? After you ground it up, do you say Shino Koina? What do you mean Shino Koina? It doesn't mean it's Koina. Do you say Shino is considered, this machlekes is still in Beshama by but the Shina Kaina or not. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, what's the original source of the Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sul? If a Ganav stole an article and he painted it a different color, or he stole some grain and he ground it up, he made it into flour. So B'Sul say the Shina is Kaina, so the Ganav doesn't have to return the original. In the end, he has to pay money. Of course, he has to pay. He has to pay the value of the thing at the time that he stole, but he doesn't have to return. The end, B'Sham Eisan, no. Shinoi B'Mkomo, even though you made a Shinoi, it still retains its original identity and you have to give back the original thing. So the Gemara says, what's the original source of that machlag in the Shamas Hill grad? It's not by Gzeila. The Gemara says the original source is by Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev. But the Pasuk says that you're not permitted to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach from an Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev. And it says, Kisavas Hashem Gam Shneihem. So the Shamas say, Gam Le Rabbi Shinuyim. Gam is always a rebus. So they say, Gam Le Rabbi Shinuyim, that Shinui Bimkoma Omeid. But even if I give the Zona, or if I gave as a mechir kelev, let's say tvua, And then the one who got a design, or the one who got the tefillah, ground it up and made flour out of it, or I gave grapes and they squeezed it up and they made wine out of it, it's nishtana lagamrei. Still, b'shamay say, gam, shneyem, is gam, rabbi, shinuyem, that if it's nishtana, it's been koma, all made, and it's the original identity, and it's pasal lagabim mizbeah. So the Gemara assumes that since b'shamay hold, shine b'mkayim ayom, and it means that it's still an original state, we ignore the fact that it takes on a different levush now. It still retains its original identity. So who adinami bishama would probably deny the din of shinui koine by a gana. But Basila who say, the rabbis Hashem gam shneim, the pasuk that says ve'asam zanim cherkelav, so they say gam shneihem heim velo shinuyehem. They darshan the heim velo shinuyehem. That's how the Gemara presents the machlokes in Perek Merubim, Bava Kama. Bishamai darshan from the word gam l'rabbi shinuyehem. Basila darshan from the word shneihem, from the heimem, the last two letters of shneihem, heim. Below Shinu Yehem, that Shinu is a different identity. Shinu is a different factor. So therefore, the psula that's in Zanim Chekelev doesn't apply to the wine, it doesn't apply to the flour that you made out of your original grapes and the original grain that was given. According to the silo, the Shinu is considered a different heftz, and therefore the psula of Zanim Chekelev doesn't apply. So the Gemara assumes that Hu Adinami, that the mitzvah of Heshev Hakzela won't apply. The mitzvah only applied, let's say I stole grain or I stole grapes. So the mitzvah applies to the grain and to the grapes. Once I ground it up and I made flour, once I squeezed it out and I made wine out of it, then the mitzvah v'heishavus hagzela doesn't apply. And then the Gemara assumes whenever there's no mitzvah v'heishavus hagzela, then the mele the ganef is koinim. Because basically the ganef should always be koinim the chayfus hagzela. That's how the Gemara understands pshat in the parsha of v'heishavus hagzela. The ganef really should be koinim. You should say that when the ganef steals something, it belongs to him and he has to pay only money. The only reason that's preventing, the only halacha that prevents the ganef from being koinim, the chayfus hagzela, is the chayvus hashoveh. But what if you have, what if it reaches a point that there's no chayvus hashoveh? For example, shinui koinem. What do you mean shinui koinem? It's not shinui zekinyan. Shinui means that it's a different chepsa. It's a different chepsa. So the dinim, the mitzvah, so the yisurim, or the psulim, the psul of esen zanim chirkelev that applied to the original object, no longer applies to this object. It's a different identity. And the mitzvah, the heishu v'sakzela, no longer applies to this object. So once you say shinu is a different object, there's no longer mitzvah v'heishu, there's no longer mitzvah hashoveh, then the melo the ganef is koinem the object. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes over here. A makis, what's the din? If I wasn't mafresh peyer, mina mechubers, if you were koitzer, you're still mafresh peyer. What if he went ahead and he ground up the flour, ground it up and made it into flour? So the Gemara says, that's a machlekes hatanah. If you hold shinui koine, so then over here he's no longer mafresh peyer. Why? Because this is not the same thing. The mitzvah's peyer was on a different thing, on the shibolim that were attached to the ground. This is not the same thing, because shinui makes it that it's a different chepzah. And if you all like Beishamai, that Shinu b'mkayim mayoymeh, Shinu doesn't count for anything, we don't say it's a different object, it's the same thing. I took the original kernels of grain, that's the original stalks that were attached to the ground, I made it into flour. Shinu b'mkayim mayoymeh, I recognize it that it came from the original thing. Then you still have the mitzvah of, you still retain the mitzvah of Hafrashas Peyot. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes in Bava Kama a whole interrelationship, whether Shinu koinah by a ganef, whether Shinu koinah by the Heshavis, by yes and zanim chekelev, whether shini koinah by peyah. In other cases also, the Gemara says it's all one big issue. The Gemara says maybe not necessarily so, but we pass from halacha that shinu is koinah. That in all the cases is considered a different identity. So the Gemara at the end of Makis has a famous agaritim. The one list that the Makis tells that the Tanoim, they're passing by the base kotshi hakadoshim. Must be familiar, those who go to shul on Erev Pesach, they go to Sima Sifta. So a lot of the lazy rabbonim learn makas for the Sima Sifta. It only has 23 blood gemar. Finish fast, why should you have to break your head on it? Hayriyus has less, but it's twice as hard. Makas a little longer and it's much easier. So this is a famous piece of gemar. The gemar says the Tanoim passed by the Makom HaMikdash and they saw a fox jumping out from the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. So all the Tanoim started to cry, and Rabbi Akiva was misafik, Rabbi Akiva was happy. And the last daf, on the Afkav Dalam and Beis. So they asked him, what is he happy about? So he said, what are they crying about? So they said, Gevalt. How can it be? The pasuk says, Vazarakor of Yumas, that no one's allowed to go there, only the Kangola. Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And here they saw Shualim Hilchabo. The foxes are walking in the Mokam HaMikdash. Foxes are walking on the Mokam HaMikdash. So Rabbi Akiva says, he's happy. Because we have a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that there's some kind of relationship between the Nevuah of Eliyahu HaKohen and the Nevuah of Zechariah ben Yevrech Yohu. So Rabbi Kiva was wondering what's the connection. Zechariah was in the beginning of Bayisheni, Chag Zechariah Malachi, and Uriah Uriah HaKohen was a Novi in the days of Bayis Rishon. Uriah HaKohen as a Novi is mentioned in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Ches. This is quoted there and Adaf. So this pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Ches, says that there's some kind of relationship. I gave, the Rabbanu Shalom says, I sent you two Nevi'ei Ho'emes, Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah ben Yevarech Yehu. What do the Nevuahs have to do with each other? So the Gemara says each one said a Nevuah and there's a relationship. So the Nevuah of Uriah HaKohen who lived in the days of the Bayis Rishon was Lochem Beglalchem Tzion Tzara Techarish. This is a pasuk in Micha Paragimel. If you look at that last piece of Gemara, is Pilei Ploim. That last piece of Gemara Makkos. Very hard Gemara. The pasuk says in Micha. Micha was another person. There were many different Nevim. Each one had a different name. This guy Micha is not the same guy as Uriah HaKohen. Micha was a different Navi. So the Navi Micha says Lochem Beglalchem Tzion Tzara Techarish and Shualim Hilchaboy. He said in the Nevuah that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed and the foxes will be running around there. So the Gemara says that Nevuah was not only said by Micha, it was said by Uriah HaKohen. So Tosfos says, how do they know? Tosfos says, a hard time to figuring out how that is. So Rabbi Akiva says that there's a relationship, the Pasuk says in Yishayah Perekhez, there's a relationship between that Nevuah that is found in Micha Peregimel, which was said both by Micha and by Uriah HaKohen. So Uriah HaKohen's Nevuah, it doesn't say Micha's Nevuah. The Navi Yishai says, Uriah HaKohen's Nevuah, if he said the word for word, the same Nevuah as Micha Peregimel, his Nevuah is connected with the Nevuah of Zechariah HaNavi. That Zechariah said, the day will come, Od Yeshua is the Kenim, is the Kenim, is Bechoros Yerushalayim. That Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. So Rabbi Akiva says, until the Nevuah of Uriah was Neskaimo, that there was Shualim Hilchubo, he was worrying, or Yisim Isyari, he was worrying that the Rabbanu Shalom will not keep his promise with the Nevuah of Zechariah. Old Yeshua is Kenim, is Kenim, is Bechoros Yerushalayim. But now that he sees that the Nevuah of Uriah was Mekuyam, so now he knows that the Nevuah of Zechariah will also be Mekuyam. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. And then the Tanoim said, Nicham Tonu, they're very happy about this. Pilei Ploim, what do you mean? The Rabbanu Shalom shouldn't keep his promise? The Rabbanu Shalom promised in Zechariah Perikres, Old Yeshua is Kenim, is Kenim, is Bechoros Yerushalayim. What do you mean? He was worried that the Rabbanu Shalom wouldn't keep his Nevuah. Well, the Navi told a lie, the Rabbanu Shalom is a faker. What's the Pshat over here in the Gemara? Pilei Ploim. So the Rishonim asked what's going on over here. So they all map Zech over here in the Gemara. And also, what do you mean that the Gemara picks out a pasuk in Micha Gimel and they say that even though Micha said it, Uriah HaKohen said the same thing. Two Nevim said the same thing word for word. The whole Gemara is shred. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ancient Nevim is Nabi Mesignan Echot. You can have two Nevim say the same Nevuah, but not in the same words. Here it's Mamish word for word. The Gemara says Uriah HaKohen said word for word the same thing as Micha. So the Chidah in his commentary on Agadate, at the end of Makkos, which they were selling at the SOY for themselves. Very fascinating sefer. Has unbelievable things there. So he quotes a whole biur based on this pasuk in Chumash and Kedoshim. So he says, after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, so the Tanoim thought, so the pasuk says, Od Yeshua Zekeinim is Keres Bechoros Yerushalayim, that the Novi Zechariah said that the day will come that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. So the Tanaim thought that maybe that's only referring to the end of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. They thought that Zechariah, Chagas Chaim Alachim, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. They thought he's prophesying what's going to be the Akras Hayomim and the end of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. But if the Bayis Sheni will be Chorez, so who says it's going to be a Bayis HaShlishi? They're not Psukim. So they thought that's it, folks. So the Tanoim, when they walked by the Beis HaMikdash, so they thought that there's not going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. There was none of what there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. And then they were wondering, how come the fox was crawling out of the Makom HaMikdash? Why were they wondering? Rabbi Kivi said it's a pasuk. It says Shualim Hilchubo. So what were they crying about? Why were they bachu? So he said, so the Chidah quotes that one of the Mefarshim on Chumash, Adrush Sefer on Chumash, one of the Sfarim, has like a Chassidish Pshat over here. So they thought that the Kedusha Rishayna was Loikitch Lossi Lavoi. The Ramam Shita is that Kedusha Rishayna Loikitch Lossi Lavoi only goes on Eretz Yisrael. But the Makom HaMikdash from the days of Shlomo HaMelech was Kitch Lossi Lavoi. That's how the Rambam writes in Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira. And other Rishonim disagreed. Rava disagrees. Many other Rishonim disagreed. That it's not so. That just like Kedushas Haaretz was batla b'churim b'ayis Rishon, so Kedushas Mokam HaMikdash was also batla. So here this Drush Sefer that the Chidor quotes is assuming like that. So he says, not like the Rama. So he says that they understood that the Nevuah is going to say Shualim Hilchubo after the Churban Bayis Rishon, because the Churban Bayis Rishon was batla. The Kedushas HaMikdash was batla after the Churban. So there's no Kedusha, so the foxes can run around. But after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they knew that Kedusha Shnei Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asi Lavoi. He said they were wondering how could the foxes be walking around over there. They thought that this Nevuah that says about foxes walking, the Nevuah and Micha Perigimel, that foxes don't walk to see inside of the Chosh, I thought that only refers to the Tkufa after Churban Bayis Rishon. So then Rabbi Kiva told them that it's not so. So Rabbi Kiva was ma'ir to them this idea that how can you have two Nevi Misnabi Misignan Echot, how can you have Micha Hanavi say word for word the same thing as Uriah HaKoyim? So it must be that even though they lived in the same Tkufa during the period of Bayis Rishon, and they said the same thing word for word, they were talking about a different period. Micha HaNavi was talking about the period after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking about the Tkufa after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And then the Navi says in Yeshaya Perek Ches that there's some kind of a relationship between Uriah's Nevuah and Zechariah Ben Yevrachiyahu's Nevuah. So the connection must be that Micha Morashtim, and he said his Nevuah, he was only talking about after Churban Bayis Rishon. He didn't have anything to say about Lasi Lava. Whereas Uriah HaKoyim said word for word the same thing as Micha, but he was talking about a different Kufa. He was talking about after Churban Bayis Sheni. But even though Kitcha Lasi Lava, even though Kedushas Bayis Sheni is Kitcha Lasi Lava, like the whole Kedushas Haaretz is Kitcha Lasi Lava, but still there will be Shualim Hilchubo. So then the Navi says there's a connection between Uriah HaKoyim and Zechariah Ben Yevrachiyahu. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ani ha'isi misyari, before I saw the Nevuah of Uriah HaKoyim being miskayim, that Shualim Hilchubo after the Churban Bayis Sheni, he was wondering, maybe the other Tanoim were right. Maybe Uriah HaKoyim said the same thing word for word as Micha HaMorashti, and they're talking about the same Tkufa that is running the Churban Bayis Rishon. They both lived the Tkufas Bayis Rishon, they're talking about the same period. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, it will be Shualim Hilchubo. But there probably won't be Shualim Hilchubo after the Churban Bayis Sheni, because it will be Kitchel Asilov. So how can the foxes have a Shlita? Can't they smell a Kedusha? Can't they tell that there's a Kedusha there? They wouldn't go there. So he was thinking, maybe the other Tanaim are right. Maybe Uriah HaKoyim and Micha HaMorashti is saying the same thing. Maybe there's not supposed to be any Shualim Hilchubo after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And maybe the relationship between the Nevuah, that Navi Yishai said there's some kind of a connection between Nevuah Suriah and Nevuah Zechariah, means that Nevuah Zechariah will be Mekuyim in Bayis Sheni. Zechariah lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So he says the Nevuah that the day will come that Yerushalayim will blossom, it will really be wonderful. I never was Mekuyim. These Tanaim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So maybe because Davin Hasein or Rabban the Nevuah wasn't Mekuyim. So that's what he was wondering. Ha'yisim Isyorei, Shloit is kind of also shows Zechariah, because we saw that this man by Sheni, the Nevuah of Zechariah was never Mekuyim. So they thought maybe he'll never be Mekuyim, period. Because Uriah HaKoyim was talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and Zechariah was talking about the Hemshecha by Sheni, and now by Sheni is over already, so it's all over. So there's no more Hemshecha at all. So now that he saw that it's not so, now that he sees in the voice of Shiloh Riyah HaKoyim is being Mekuyim after Churban Bayis Sheni, so now it's Faremfa that Pele de Gekashe, how come the both Nevi'im said the same thing, the Signan Echad, exactly, the Teretzes, they said the same words, but they're talking about two different Kufas. Micha Marashtiv is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking after Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Nevuah of Zechariah HaNavi, it says in Yeshaya Perek Ches, that there's a relationship between Uriah's Nevuah and Zechariah's Nevuah. So Rio was talking after Churban Bayis Sheni, Zechariah must be talking about Bayis Shlishi. Oh, so now they're happy to know there is going to be a Bayis HaShlishi. That's how he interprets this Gemara. So he quotes from this Sefer on Chumash, from one of the Chachmei Asfarim, that the other Tanaim were wondering, they thought that it's impossible. They thought that it couldn't be, like Rabbi Kiva said, that Micha Morashtim or Rio HaKoyim said the same thing, and they're talking about two different periods, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking after Churban Bayis Sheni. They couldn't visualize that because of this pasuk. That the pasuk says that there's a din when you have a soda, you have to leave. You're not allowed to wipe it out completely. So he quotes that the Bayis Rishon was connected Avram Avinu. I don't understand what this means. And the Bayis Sheni was connected Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, it says, called the Beis Hamikdash Sada. How does it say by Avraham Avinu called it Har? The Gemara says in Brachos. Avraham Avinu called the Makom HaMikdash Har, Har Maria. And Yitzchak called it a Sada. And Yankov called it Manor HaBayis HaZeh. Manor HaMakom HaZeh Enzakim Beis HaLikim. Yankov Avinu called it a Bayis. So the Svarim say that what the Gemara means to say is that there are going to be three Batim. Now we know historically they're going to, it's going to turn out there are going to be three Batim Mikdashes. Ayet Yitzchak Lachsuach Basod, and the Gemara says he was davening at the Makom HaMikdash. Yeah, that's how the Gemara says, I think, no? The Gemara Brachos, I think, says. So the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was called by a different name by each one of the others. So the Mefarish Mesei, I don't know what this means. I think the Mashal says on Brachos like that. But the first, historically, they're going to turn out to be some total of three Batim Mikdashes. So the first one is Keneged Avram, was like a Har. And the second one was Keneged Yitzchak, was like a Sodeh. The third one was Keneged Yankov, that'll be a Bayis. A Bayis lasts longer than the others. So the Tanoim, he said the Tanoim felt that the Bayis Sheni was a Prina of Sodeh. So they felt that from this pasuk, was Chal of Yasod Feliktzor, that he can't wipe out the whole Sodeh completely. This is the pasuk that led them to believe, Adera Hadrash, that Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchelos Ilover. And they knew that the first Beis HaMikdash could be wiped out completely. The Kedusha's Bayis Rishon was completely erased. Masheni ken, the Kedusha's Bayis Sheni, they thought that that should be Kitchelos Ilover based on this pasuk. So based on this klal of Kitchelos Ilover, they couldn't believe at all that that foxes could walk there. How could it be Shualim Hilchabot? So that's why they thought that the both Nevi'im, Uriah and Micha Marashti, were talking about the same tkufa, namely the 70 years of Golos Bavel. And then when they saw the foxes walking around after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they just were stunned and everything was ogefrek. They couldn't understand anything. And Rabbi Akiva told them, don't get excited, even though it's Taki Kitchelos Ilover. Still, the both Nevi'im were talking about two different tkufas. That's his interpretation of this Gemara. He likes it. The Chidor likes this pshat. He quotes from this Chacham. The Ravid writes like that. That's the Poshet pshat. Yeah, I think what the Ravid writes in Paraglam and Hilchos Beis Abchira is based on a lot of Gemaras like that. Not the way he's presented. I don't know. But the way the Chidor quotes it, he quotes this Dior that the Tanoim didn't understand it. They had given up hope. They thought that the Nevuah of Zechariah will never be Mikuim because it's all over. They thought there never was going to be another Beis HaMikdash. This Mefarish is assuming that Kedusha Shniyah is like Kitchelos Ilover. It's Kitchelos Ilover. But they all thought that it still became the Kedusha. So that's why the other Tanaim couldn't believe that the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchelos Ilover on the Makom HaMikdash. But it was never both. But the Chidah is quoting over here that the Tanoim thought that the Nevuah that says Shualim Hilchubo could only refer to the 70 years of Golos Bavel because the Kedusha Rishonah was Batla. So Shualim can walk up like Har Sinai, you have to Matan Torah, anybody can go. But the Kedusha Shniyah of the Makom HaMikdash they thought is Kitchelos Ilover, not like the Rambam, not like the Rambam, the normal Shita, the regular Shita that the other Rishonim hold. The Kedusha Sabayis, the Kedusha Makom HaMikdash is the same as Kedusha Sarah. One of the two, I don't know. One of the two for him. And Parshas Kedoshim. That's the machlokes, whether Kitchelos. No, at Eretz Yisrael we pass in, certainly Kitchelos love against the Sefer Truma. But as far as the Makom HaMikdash, that's a further machlokes. So the Ravid claims that even though Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha B'zman HaZem and HaTorah, but the Makom HaMikdash does not. Because Ezra was only Mekadoshet L'zman, up until the Churban. And the Rambam says not true, that from the days of Shlomo HaMelech retained the Kedusha. It was never Bokra. And the regular Rishonim, not the Rambam, not the Ravid, hold like this Chidor is quoting over here, that's the standard sheet. But just like Kedusha Sa'aretz, so in the year 70 was not Bokra, so the Kedusha's Makom HaMikdash was also not Bokra. The three different sheets regarding the Makom HaMikdash. Whether it has Kedusha B'zman HaZeh or not, and if it does, since when did it have the Kedusha? Since the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and since the beginning of Bayis Rishon. There is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim where there's a major machlokes harishonim regarding the pasuk, but the pasuk shot in the pasuk. So a weird machlokes. The Torah gives us the din of Orla, the Netter Revai. The Gemara has in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanoim, whether the din of Revai, the terrace of the fourth, you have to be brought to Yerushalayim, you have to be poda, whether that only applies to Kerem, only to grapes, or it even applies to Netta, to any tree. So that's a Machlokes Satanoim. Tosfos says for sure there's a Machlokes. The Shaila in the Gemara is how we pass. Tosfos in Kedushin, first Daf says. There's certainly a Machlokes Satanoim. The Shaila is how we should pass. What's the majority of the opinion of the Tanoim? Then there's a strange machlokes, the Balamor. Balamor in Brachas there quotes a Rashi in Soita. A strange Rashi, that Rashi says if you hold that Revai only applies to grapes, then Orla also only applies to grapes. Achidus, the Pashtus is that Orla applies to any tree, any bush, is a din of Orla. And machlokes HaTaraim is only by Revai. So the Balamor says, not true, and he refers you to that Rashi. Anyway, but the Rashi is shver against Kamei Gemara. So then the Chumash has a din. It says, "Vashana ha'chamishis tochlu es piru lahosif lachem tvoasoi ani Hashem elokeichem." So what is that din? Vashana ha'chamishis tochlu es piru. Which pears do you eat in the fifth year? So the Pashup Shat means that the pears that grow in the fifth year, the pears of the fifth year, the pears that grew in the fifth year may be eaten without any strings attached. The pears of the first 3 years are rasa b'achila b'hanona. It is a mitzvah b'ira. You have to burn it. A mitzvah sreifa, the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah t'mur. The pears of the fourth year you can eat only for bringing it to Yerushalayim or to Poda. The pears of the fifth year that grow in the fifth year you can eat with no springs attached to them. That's the Pashup Shat, that's what the Rambam writes. And he quotes the Pirush HaGaonim that they interpret not so. They interpret that this Pasuk Vashana Hamishis is a hemshech of the previous Pasuk that says Vashana Harviz Iyeh Kol Piriyah Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. The pears that grow in the fourth year you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim, or if you Poda them, then you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy pears with the money. And then what do you do with the pears after you poda them? So the Pasuk says, where does the Pasuk speak about pigeon? Here the Pasuk says, Vashon harviz yeh kol piriyah kodesh hilulam Hashem. It's hegdish. Now what do you do with it? It doesn't say. Who says that you eat it in Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says in Masechus Mashasheni, we learn Alek Zerushav kodesh kodesh min Mashasheni. Because the Pasuk says at the end of the Chukosai, Chomaisa haaretz mezeroetz mefihoetz kodesh Hashem. That the Meiser is Kodesh Lashem. What do you mean it's Kodesh? Meiser Rishon is Kodesh. Meiser Rishon doesn't have any Kedusha. It's Nechel Azarim, it's Nechel Etzmeim. So the Gemara understands that Pasuk, V'chal Meiser Oretz Kodesh Lashem, refers to Meiser Sheni. Rashi quotes on HaFumish, Meiser Sheni HaKosim Adaber. And it's Kodesh Lashem. So just like Meiser Sheni is called Kodesh, so too over here, and that the Revai is called Kodesh. And the Meiser Sheni, the Pasuk says, Mefurish in Re'ei, that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So too over here, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's how we usually assume. So then the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So the Gemara says, Kodesh, semicolon, Hilulim. Kodesh means Kodesh, Maisu Sheni, that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Hilulim, the Gemara Darshan's Hilulim, means Hilulim, that if you poda then at the Revai, you can eat it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So then the Gonim interpret the next Pasuk, Vashono HaChamish is Tochlo as Pirio. If you have net the Revai that grew in the fourth year, that you want to eat Chutz L'Yerushalayim, so you have to be poded, Hilulim it says. Al tikri hilulim elach hilulim, you have to be mechalalit, you have to be poded. After you poded, you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy pears. But the pears that you were just poded, you can only eat the Vashana Chamishis Tochlo Astirio. You can only eat the pears net the Revai Liachapidyon in the fifth year. So the Rambam quotes that from the Gaonim and he says that they're wrong, that's not the way to read the Pasuk. They have a fantastic shot in the Pasuk. Yikol Piriya Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, they read Yikol Piriya Kodesh semicolon. And Kodesh means Kodesh, Ma'aseh Sheni, that you eat it in Yerushalayim. And then Hilulim, the Gemara Darshan means Hilulim Pidyon. And then it says, Vashana Chamishis, Tochles Piryo, the Paris of Shana Harviyas, Lacha Pidyon, can only be Necho Vashana Chamishis. The Rambam says that they're wrong. Where in the world did they dig up such a wild shot from thin air? So the Noise Kalim point out, no, the Yerushalmi like that. The Yerushalmi in Soita has a Machlokes Amoraim. Had a lump shot in the Pasuk, and that's one shot in the Yerushalmi. Vashana Hamishis, Tochlas Piryo means eat the Paris, net the Revai, Lacha Pidyon only in Shana Hamishis. That the Pidyon is not Matar Lagama. You have to have Pidyon and you have to wait. You have to wait till the Shana Hamishis. Very wild din. The Rambam says we don't pass one, because the Rambam also knew the Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes a lot of Yerushalmi. The Rambam says we don't pass one. Yerushalmi in Soto. That's why the Rashi is also in Soto. The Rashi at the Balamon, Brachot quoted a Rashi. That the din of Orla only applies to grapes, if you hold the din of Revai only applies to grapes. That's also a rational Sota. What's it doing in Sota? Because the Perek in Sota has a Perek Mashuach Mokamot. as all of dinim of the koyim mashal mechama, how he reads the parish and who are the chayzer miyachal mechama, who are the people who are exempt from the army. It's interesting in that parak of mashal mechama, it doesn't say that yeshiva guys are exempt. It doesn't have the 4D exemption. That's the gemara in the darim. We discussed it on a pasuk by Yarkas Chanicha by Avraham Avinu. The gemara learns that from a different pasuk. That parak only has and so on. So that's why the Mishnah is the Gemara and the Bavli Mishnah we discussed on that pasuk of the Chozim Yach Mochamam. Who planted a kerem and wasn't mechalal it yet? What do you mean it wasn't mechalal it? What do you mean mechalal a kerem? It means the fourth year. When you plant a kerem, so the first 3 years there's a din of Arlo, and the fourth year there's a din of Revai. And then you mechalal it. Mechalal didn't have to revive, like it says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Gemara says Hilulim is Al Tikri Hilulim Elach Hilulim. Yedarshin as if it were written with a ches. It means you paid it. So that's what the Gemara, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi both go into a discussion, a partial discussion over there of some of the laws of Netta Revive. That's why the Yerushalmi has these two opinions over there, how to read this pasuk by Shana Hamishis, not by the Rashi, appears in Masechet Sota. And that Perek, and Perek Mashiach Muhammad. The last pasuk in Parsha Sakhrei Mos is a very fundamental pasuk. Rashi comments on that pasuk. Mishmartim es mishmartim levilti asos mishlukos ha-toivos ha-shanasu lufnechem lo isi tamu bohem ani Hashem alakechem. So the pasuk reads mishmartim es mishmarti. So Rashi quotes lahaze bezdin al-kach. This is a warning to Bezdin. What is the warning to Bezdin? So the Tolda Sarin refers you to Yivam and Dafka Falaf. And Yivam and Dafka Falaf, the Gemara has a whole drush on this. That's what Rashi is alluding to. That the pasuk means to say asu mishmeris l'mishmarti. This pasuk is the source for the din in the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, asu siyav la Torah. The Chumash says bal Taisif and bal Tigre, you're not allowed to add on to the Mitzvah Satay, you're not allowed to take away. So who gave the Rabbanim the right to institute a din of Muktzeh and a din of Karmalut and a din of Malacha Kalach Hayad and the Isa Malacha Shein Tzvich Lagufa and all kinds of dinim de Rabbanim? Who gave them the right to add on so many dinim de Rabbanim? Maybe it's a violation of Baltosif. So the Gemara says no. Whenever the Chacham had a chashash korav, whenever they were really nervous and worried about the possibility of somebody sinning, so they learned that from this pasuk, Mishmartim es mishmarti lahazet bezn alkach, that bezn is commanded to institute siogim and harchokis, to institute gzeris, the rabbanon, to prevent people from coming to violate isurim deraisa. And the source for that din is this pasuk, Mishmartim es mishmart. The Gemara even has, to the extent that Bezdin has the authority to make a gzeira de rabbanon, not only to add on chumras, to add on an isav karmelus, and to add on a malacha kalach hayad, and to add on an isav malacha shein tzvicha legufa, and to add on chumras, even to take off mitzvahs, l'mashal. The Chachamim were afraid that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, somebody may chas v'shalom carry the shofar or the lulav in the street. If they'll carry on Shabbos, that'll be on malacha of anisa kares, anisa skila. So they made a takana that you shouldn't blow shofar at all. Yeshkach v'yachachon and lakadov men atir. They were working the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, and they were working the mitzvah of netilas lulav. And yon tefrishin shal sukkah and mitzvah derai. So the chachamim have the authority even to be yekadov men atir. How do you see that from this pasuk? Rather, you don't see that. From this pasuk, you just see your shmartim as mishmarti, asum mishmeres lo mishmarti. They are authorized and commanded by the Torah to institute asay siyav la Torah, to institute hachokis and gzeris. Where do you see they have a right even to make a gzeira bakira zavim and atayra? To tell you to forego fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa? So Rabbi Chanan Vassman points out in his sefer, in his kuntres divrei sofrim, he points out that that's probably learned out from the other pasuk in Parsha Shoftim that says you have to listen to the chachamim. Yom in a small. So Rashi quotes in the Sifrei, Afila Yimin Shul Smol, Val Smol Shul Yimin. What does the Sifrei mean? You have to listen to the Chachamim, even Al Yimin Shul Smol, Val Smol Shul Yimin. When they made a mistake, they make a mistake, so the Psaka is not binding. Like the first Mishnah says in Hurry is that if the Bezin passes and they made a mistake, and the Balabatim know that Bezin made a mistake, the Balabatim are not allowed to follow the Psaka of the Bezin. So how can the Sifrei say, Al Yimin Shul Smol, Val Smol Shul Yimin? It's Kenegra Mishnah. Unless you say this is a phrase in Chulut with the Mishnah, it's very difficult. That's what the Malamed Lahoyal suggests. He has a whole essay on this kasha. The Ramban is the first one to present this kasha. Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah suggests this kasha. How can this phrase say, Afila Yimin Shu Snobal Moshe Yimin, that Psaka Bezin is binding even when it's an error? But the first Mishnah in Hayri says that Hayru Bezin Betoyes, V'yada Echad Shetol, somebody knows they made a mistake, so the Mishnah says he's not allowed to follow the Psaka of the Bezin. And the Yerushalmi, in fact, says on that Mishnah, how do you know you're not allowed to follow the Pesach of the Bezin and they made a mistake? So the Yerushalmi says, based on this Pesach, so Yishami says on that pasuk punk fakir. Unless he says to machlegis hatanayim, that's what the Malan of Lahoyal suggests. But before he gets to his original line file, he quotes the Ramban has a teret and the Tashbeit and several Rishonim. Everybody gives teruts and they assume the Rishonim and the pasuk assume that it's not a machlegis. So Rabbi Chanan suggests also it's not a machlegis. He says the following biur. The Mishnah says that then if you know that there's made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow them, that's Pashit. And the Sifrei says a different thing. Afila Yimin Shu Smol Asmol Shu Yimin, that the Gezeris of the Chachamim are binding, even if they tell you to violate Dinei HaTorah. The Bezin tells you, we want to make a Gezeris that nobody should blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, because we are afraid, Chas V'Shalom, that somebody will carry. So that's Mamash Al Yimin Shu Smol. They tell you, it says in the Chumash, you have to blow Shofar, and we tell you, don't blow Shofar. They tell you to do Fakir from what it says in the Chumash, Al Yimin Shu Smol. But it's not that the Bezin is making a mistake. They tell you the whole thing. They tell you in the Chumash it says like this, and we tell you don't do what it says in the Chumash. So the Chumash says that's probably the pshat in the Sifrei. I feel like you mean shu who's small. That's the shayla in the Gemara. Is this only to the extent?